And with that, I shall assign our experiment for the week. The first exercise is I want you to pick a quality. Something that you don't possess, a personal quality, a personal trait. If you want to stay with the quality that you did last week, you can stay with that quality. If you want to try a new quality, then work with a new quality. But pick a quality, something that you're weak in, something that you want to be good at. And what you want to do is you want to spend 5 minutes every day seeding and visualizing yourself having that quality, being that person, and all the things that happen to you as a result of being that person, losing yourself in that image. And what we're going to do this week is we're going to join up the seeding and visualization technique, and we're going to do it as one. So sometimes it's the feeling, sometimes it's the images, sometimes it's both. And what you find is that you tend to be stronger on one. Some people are really strong visually, but can't seem to get the feeling. Some people can really get the feeling powerfully, but can't seem to get the images. So what you're doing is you're doing both, and allow whichever one seems to be stronger to take over. And what you find with practice is you will get good at both of them. But at this point, we're joining them up, seeding and visualizing ourselves, being that person, losing ourselves in that image. And once again, whatever quality you pick, we stay right with it for the full week. The second exercise is that you affirm to yourself for 5 whole minutes that you are that person. If it's confidence, you affirm to yourself for 5 minutes, I'm confident, I'm confident, I'm confident, I'm confident, I'm confident, I'm confident, I'm... Oh my God, that was only 10 seconds. I'm confident, I'm confident, I'm... Oh my God, that was 30 seconds. I'm confident, I'm confident. 2 minutes, I'm... 5 whole minutes. There's a very specific reason that it's not 10 seconds. Power of persistence. Okay, the third exercise is a project of your choice. So you pick something that you want to manifest and create this week in your life. It can be something to do with business. It can be social. It can be health. It can be any area of your life. You pick an area, something that you want to manifest and create for yourself this week. And I want you to spend 10 minutes working on that using the seeding technique, the visualization technique, and the affirmations to manifest and create that situation. The next exercise is the acknowledging exercise. And in the acknowledging exercise, you make a list of at least 15 or 20 things. Now, this is not a time to be inflated and to put down something that is not real, nor is it a time for false modesty. It's a time to be realistic and realize that there are very real positive qualities about us, that there are successful things about us, and we want to make those lists. We want to, once we have that list, we not only read it, but we actually acknowledge ourselves for being that person, creating a vibration of success within us. We do that for 5 minutes each day. The next exercise is a general visualization, where you visualize all the different aspects of your life working. Your finances, your health, your relationships, your business, a general visualization where all the different aspects of your life is working. And of course, it goes without saying that you continue the weeding of the negatives. Now, this week coming up is in many ways the single most important week of your entire life. And I'll tell you why. If you can't do your exercises every day this week, let's face it, when will you? I mean, if you can't do it every day in the context of taking this training, chances are you never will. I mean, let's face it, you'll always be busy. There'll always be reasons why not to do it. But if you can do your exercises every day this week, then it prepares you for the very powerful information that's coming next week. So, have a great week, a fun week, a productive week. Do your exercises each and every day, and we will see you same time, same place. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.